Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Nun Vav is an application of issues in the malacha of Losh that emerge from today's Daf on the bottom of Kuf Nun Hey Amid Beis to Kuf Nun Vav Amid Aleph. We learned in today's Daf that there is a machlokis between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda, what exactly is the prohibition of Lush? According to the opinion of Rebbe, the prohibition of Lush is attained, is created, when there is a mixture of water and flour. According to Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda, it's when you mix them together that the Isser takes place. Our first halacha lemaisa discussion that emerges from this is revolving around the explanation of what is the machlokis that we had 6 lines from the bottom of Kuf Nun Hey Amud Beis between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi for Rabbi Yehuda in Svara and thereby Lahalacha. The Igle Tal explained, and this is quoted by Rav Nevensal in his Ha'aris in Simin Shin Chof Aleph Sivkotan Nun, that the machlokis is what exactly is the nature of Lash. Is it the connection between water and flour? The moment you create, you mix water and flour together, then by definition, that's Yisra of Lash, that's the opinion of Rebbe, while Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda holds that the mixture is a mixture of joining together flour and flour with Mayim attaching them together. This is the Hesber, the explanation that the Egle Tal gives. When I was zochet to learn with Rav Nevensal the Simon, he immediately pointed out that he does not think that simply adding water and a solid, by definition, could be an Isser of Lash according to anybody. And he asked rhetorically, would anybody say that if you added water and rocks together, that would be the Isser of Lash? That can't be. Even Rebbe would not say that that's an issue. That's how he said it to me privately. In his Aras, from Nevensal's example he gives is, would anybody say that adding salt to soup is a prohibition of Lush? Or sugar to coffee? Even if they don't, I would add to what my Rebbe said, even if they don't, dissolve. Therefore, Rav Nevensal disagrees with the Egle Tal's explanation and says that even according to Rebbe, the Chiyuv is the attachment of flour to flour. When you're joining together the flour to the point that they're now attached due to the moisture, Rebbe holds that's the Yisr. However, the machlokis between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is if you need a strong connection. Rebbe says it doesn't need to be a strong connection between the flour, and according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, it needs to be a stronger connection. But it's not simply adding water to some type of solid. Now this has halacha lemaisa implication. Any time that the, like in the case of rocks, any time a person would just be simply adding water, but it wouldn't cause the solids to become closer to each other, as we're going to see, we're choshesh for the shita of Rebbe, but that would not qualify as an iser, even according to Rebbe, as Rav Nevensal observed. According to the Igle Tal, it becomes an open question. Of course, those of us who follow the Pesach of Rav Nevensal could definitely rely on that astute observation. How do we paskin in this machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? And what is the halacha lemaisa implication of it? And that is, when you have an item, is the Isser of Lisha when you mix it together or by simply adding water as well, even if you don't mix it, will you be over on the Isser? So that's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah in Simin Shin Chof Aleph at the end of Sifkotan Yud Tezayin. Before we go on, I want to emphasize that in my limited knowledge, I find that the hardest malacha, the 39 malachos, with the possible exception of Hotzah, and maybe even including Hotzah, is the malacha of Lush. So what we are going to do is not try to give the entire background of the malacha, just show a few halachos that emerge from our Gemara. The Mechaber first quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that the Isser of Lush is going to be with mixing. And then he quotes a Yesh Omrim. This Yesh Omrim is the Shita of the Bala Truma that Paskins like Rebbe. The Yesh Omrim, Hadashoy La'arev Mashke Bechardel Dafke Shinasanu Bebod Yom. If you add water to mustard, which will also become a mixture, Neville, that by itself, according to some, is only permissible to do on Erev Shabbos. Al b'Shabbos asa l'aseis mashke b'chardel mishum lush. Now the Mechaber has a Stam Yesh Omrim. The general rule is Stam Yesh Omrim. The Mechaber is paskening like the Stam. However, it seems that the Ramah is choshesh for this position, because the Ramah says v'im no sein ochel tchilav acha kacha chometz ol yayin u'ba'arvo be'etzbo shori dehave shinui. From the Ramah, it seems that there are two shinuyim that you need to do. One is for the opinion of Rebbe when it comes to making the mustard, and that is you need to first put in the water. If you normally would put in mustard seed, first put in the water and then the mustard seed. And then the mixing also requires a shinui as well, which we're not going to spend as much time discussing. We're focusing on our daf, and that was the point of the machlokis between Rebbe or Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. It seems that we're choshesh for the Sefer HaTruma, that one needs to make sure that there's a shinui in the order in which you make the food as well. And this is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, as he spells out in Sifkat and Samach Dalet, that we're choshesh for the Shita of Rebbe. So it turns out that we follow both opinions in our Gemara. We're choshesh for both Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, we being Ashkenazim. And for that reason, we have quite a few halacha lemaisa applications to this, aside from all of the halachos of mixing appropriately when there is a chshash of lush, which we will not discuss today. One also has to be aware of changing the order in which one puts in the food and the liquid. So, for example, Rav Nissim Karelitz in the Sefer Chut Shani in Chelek Aleph Perek Yud Gimel says that for that reason, a thinly ground carrot salad, of course, grinding the carrot salad thin would be an iser on Shabbos. Let's say it was ground before Shabbos. If you're making it with lemon, in such a case, you have to change the order. And even though it's not our subject, we will add, but and also when you mix it, you have to mix it with a shinui. It needs to be done b'shesi v'arev. It cannot be mixed in its normal manner. Same thing in regards to tuna, we could add, that there would be a requirement to change the order of the nesina. Normally, if the tuna is put in this case, the mayonnaise should be put in beforehand. Same thing, says Rav Karelitz, in regards to making a potato salad. If the potatoes are small, in Israel, the potato salad tends to be with large pieces. In the States, it tends to be with smaller pieces. So if it's much smaller pieces, in such a case, then you have to do a double shinui. The shinui for Rebbe, and that is changing the order of what you put in first, and the shinui for Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, which the Gemara explained, we spent less time on now, and that is changing the order of the type of mixing, and should only be done shesi v'arev, crisscross, as opposed to in a circular motion. There is a fascinating give and take amongst the contemporary poskim for an old Yiddish dish called sibalach, and that was a form of egg salad with onions and eggs and some type of mayonnaise or some type of oil. And the question is, why is that not an iser of lush? I would just conclude that many poskim of Nissim Karelis amongst them are choshesh that it should be a problem to make that on Shabbos. The problem is that it seemed that many recall that the tzibalach, which is very similar to egg salad, was made in Jewish homes, in the homes of holy people, without a shinui. And l'chura should need a shinui both when one puts in the oil and the mayonnaise, as well as in the mixing. So there we've discussed in detail in our shiurim in the Grus Kolel this phenomenon and went through in detail the approach of Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, which could be found in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perechas Ha'ara Pei Aleph. The most dramatic part of it is Reb Shlomo Zalman concluding that if it was a custom for many, many years in Klal Yisrael, it must be permissible. It reminded me very much of my mother, may she be well, her expression that I try to be no more religious than my mother and no less religious than my mother. The traditions that go back generations are very, very powerful and very, very strong. Take a look there where Reb Shlomo Zalman tries to justify why a shinui would not be necessary, but clearly for other foods aside from tzibulach, if one has a tradition, then those traditions were affirmed by one of the great poske hador. On the one hand, on the other hand, one should keep in mind that any time one is creating a mixture where water and a solid were introduced together to create a new form of solvent, in such a case, there is a shaila of lisha, and we are choshesh for both Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and the rule that we learned was that you have to change the order in deference to the opinion of Rebbe, where he holds that shinui is simply the adding of the water to the flour. The normal order has to be changed, so if it would be flour, which of course it generally is not, so then in such a case, you would have to put the water in first and then the flour, similarly mayonnaise before the potatoes. And we alluded to the fact that, of course, the primary iser of lush is the mixing together. That also requires a shinui, that requires a crisscrossing. This, Be'ezer Hashem, is a basic overview of the halachos of lush that emerge from our daf.